This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Place to Be Nation, welcome to Piece of the Action. I'm your host, Matt Souza. Thank you once again for joining me for another action movie live watch. My guest tonight, known for his now legendary appearance on Talkin' Pop, which can be found on former guest of this show, Jennifer Smith's podcast feed, Jenny Position, of course. Jenny hosting that show along with Tim Capel. My guest tonight is Calvin Crowell. Calvin, how you doing?
I'm good, Matt. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing great. So, why don't you tell the people at home listening what we're watching tonight?
I picked Face Off because I'm a bit of a crazy person and I like to watch other crazy people, and it doesn't get much crazier than Nick Cage and also John Travolta before he looked like he was wearing a John Travolta mask.
You could argue this is Nick Cage at his absolute Nick Cagiest, so... Let's not waste any more time here. We are paused at about the 10-second mark here. You can find this movie. I think it's streaming right now on Showtime, and it's on your normal movie rental places. So, like I said, we're paused at about 10 seconds. So at my signal, we will press play, and we will go from there. So in 3, 2, 1, go.
And it's pretty cheap. It was like $2.99. I looked. I mean, I have the DVD, but I looked. It's pretty cheap.
Yeah, that's. I think that's what I paid for. It was like $3.
Yeah, it was
and
like
a lot of times
on
it's discounted
Google.
Too. Yeah, I use Vudu, and it was like the same price everywhere. But and this movie does end up streaming a lot of places too. Like it's on. It's frequently on like what is it, IFC or something like that. It's all over the place.
And they just added it to the Roku channel, too. So if anyone wants to watch it for free, it's on there.
Oh, cool. Cool. Starring, of course, Nick Cage, as we mentioned before, John Travolta. Do you have any idea what year this is from? It's like 95, I want to say, right?
1997.
97, all right.
Yeah, I looked it up.
See, John
Cage. And like I said, this is right before John Travolta got put in the microwave and looked like John Travolta leftovers. Like he actually still looks like John Travolta at this point. This might be the last movie.
It might be Battlefield Earth was what, 2000? He certainly didn't look like himself there.
That's what I'm saying. So this might be the last movie where he looks like John Travolta.
He was in that The Punisher with Thomas Jane, and it was kind of at that point when it kind of started to turn a little bit. That's when he had the long hair that he started when he was in Swordfish, and he inexplicably kept for 8 years for some reason.
You're right. He still looks okay in Swordfish, and that's after this, I think.
Right. Nick Cage rocking a sweet mustache. My God.
Now, this right here, Matt. Yeah, this right here, this face rake. I counted these because it's fucking annoying to me how many times John Travolta face rakes people. He does it 7 times in the movie. He just did it for the first time there. I don't know if he was like previously blind and he's doing like a braille thing. I don't know what the deal is with that, but watch how many times he face rakes people when he's talking to them.
All right. Well, John Travolta's just been shot on a merry-go-round, so we're off to a hell of a start here.
I wrote down in my notes, any movie with a child's death within 10 minutes, I'm in. I don't think I've ever seen a movie where a child dies within the first 10 minutes and I'm like, oh, I don't like this movie.
So what's your experience with Nick Cage movies? Is this one of your favorites, or are you a Nick Cage fan? Or
I love Nick Cage. I actually have a glitter pillow that's glitter on one side, and when you shake it, Nick Cage's face pops up. All
that's
satanic.
Great.
I absolutely love Nick Cage. Dude is fucking insane. And not even just in movies. I mean, he's insane in real life. Like,
oh God, yeah.
If there's a celebrity insane Mount Rushmore, he's up there with like Gary Busey, Tyson, and Rodman are probably my four.
Oh yeah, he's on the Mount Rushmore for sure. Yeah. Have you seen
those four?
Say that again.
any arguments with those four as being the Mount Rushmore? Cage, Busey, Tyson, and Rodman?
I think Busey gets the biggest head on the Mount Rushmore because he's absolutely nuts. Cage would be up there. I would argue Charlie Sheen.
Okay, who are you taking out? You taking Tyson out?
See, but Tyson's...
Rodman belongs in there because he's a basketball player and somehow brought peace to North Korea. That's one of the craziest fucking things that's ever happened.
The thing with Tyson is, yes, he's nuts and he has the face tattoo and the ear biting stuff, but he's kind of been on a redemption tour like these past 10 years. So I feel like he gets on the batshit insane honorable mention Mount Rushmore, like the next four. So we're staring
If Tyson's an honorable mention, you know you're talking seriously batshit insane.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. So have you seen any of Cage's recent movies?
I have not, but that one I sent you a link for that I just saw the trailer, that Samurai one, that looks like peak Nick Cage.
Oh, God,
Holy shit.
I was talking to Jenny about this. You should watch Mandy because that movie is absolutely nuts. it's from like within the past like 5 years or so. It's crazy.
Nick Cage's get up here in these couple scenes is absolutely. He looks like a live action version of the lady who runs The Incredibles.
What is he dressed up like? It's like some sort of priest outfit or something.
And that fucking haircut, man. Like,
oh, it's exactly a priest outfit.
It is a priest outfit, yeah. Because he's about to try to bang some lady in a church.
Oh, Nick Cage, great change.
Watch, he's gonna start. No, he's gonna start hitting on great value Ivanka Trump here in a minute.
And Nick Cage is dancing around, headbanging to choir music, which is something I've never done. But
out of all the shit I've done, I've never had sex in a church, which is what his main goal is here. And that's the great value Ivanka Trump I was talking about.
Yeah, I could see it. He's Nick Cage creep factor going... off on all cylinders here.
Really think it's the haircut. I mean...
Yeah, I think you're right.
Not often that you look better with a porn mustache, but he did. In the beginning of this movie, he looked better with the porn mustache than that fucking haircut.
Yeah, that hair is something else. Travolta rocking the 5 o'clock shadow here. It's more like a 3 o'clock shadow. It's not the full 5.
When Travolta's the sane one, you know you've done something right with the character.
They should just make a sequel about now, this where he tries to get people to convert to Scientology.
He puts on L. Ron Hubbard's face.
All right, we've had like 4 costume changes from Nick Cage already. Now he's wearing this in slow-mo. Coming out of a Cadillac. That hair is awful.
Nick Cage is very much like Lady Gaga in this movie. He reminds me strong Lady Gaga vibes.
He's got pills in a box with
even just the way he changed his sunglasses, like he literally took one pair of sunglasses off to put on another pair. That's all he did, Matt. Now I have a question for you about the parents here. What is wrong with the Troy parents? Because that's his brother that he's talking to now.
Yep.
His name is Pollux and Nick Cage's name is Caster. What the fuck were going on? Yeah, Caster and Pollux. Now, how the hell do they come up with those names?
How about, you know, Bill or Steve, Joe?
Yeah. Castor and Pollux.
Well, I mean, to be Castor Troy is a hell of a villain name. I'll say that.
Oh, I mean, it is a hell of a name. And the brother, I don't know, the way he like ties his shoes and takes care of him, I think he's autistic or something. I'm not entirely sure.
Yeah,
I get that vibe just the way he carries himself.
Yeah.
But they should have went, to be ultimate villain, they should have went Troy with his brother's name.
There you go.
His brother should be Troy.
Troy. Yeah. Never seen any supervillains named, Joe Troy or something.
Yeah, it should have went Troy just to maximum piss people off. Now, this is a hell of a pickup line here that he's going to say to this woman after he makes her sit on his lap. Now, are you familiar with this movie or is this pickup line going to be new to you here?
It's been like 10 years since I've seen this at this point, at least 10 years. So it's been a while.
He said... If I were to let you suck my tongue, would you thank me?
Would you be grateful?
Like, that's an all-time... That is an all... And then she does it. That's an all-time baller move.
He must have those Jesus powers we've heard so much about.
That's an all-time baller move. I mean, that's the kind of move nowadays that gets you the presidency in the U.S.
Well, I mean, the private plane probably sealed the deal. So, I mean, he could have said anything at that point in, you know. Being chased by a whole horde of police and
now,
police.
Now, do you think John Travolta has ever turned down a movie role where they tell him he gets to fly a plane?
Oh, God, no.
No, right? Like, he doesn't even need to read the script. If they say, John, you're flying a plane, he's fucking in.
It's on the first line.
Look who's,
you get to fly a plane.
Look who's talking. All they said was, you are a pilot. And he said, I'm in. Oh, but the dogs and the baby talk. I don't care. I'm in.
No planes in Battlefield Earth, though. But spaceship, maybe.
Does spaceship he fly it, plane? Though? I don't remember if he flies it.
I don't know. I saw that movie once on a dare.
If he's the captain, he's in.
He's got Winters, goddammit. Whoa.
And I love the concept of this movie, the fact that they're going to switch faces so early because it leads to a peak action scene, to set it up here. Usually, you get a slow build for, like, the real big action scene. Right. But, I mean, this fight coming up is, like, one of the peak scenes already, and we're 10 minutes in.
Yeah, right.
So that's the one good thing about the concept for this movie.
And Nick and Cage has...
First two people killed are a woman and a child, so you know this movie just gives no fucks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's super dead. She couldn't be
she
more
was
dead.
Shot right in the gut. And see, now he's going to fly the copter. Look how happy he is. His coworker just got shot, and he is, like, creaming himself because he gets to fly this...
He must have it in like his tour, a band has green M&Ms in their tour rider.
Did you
he
see the look
it.
Of satisfaction on his face though when he got behind that?
He got behind
look
the
at
thing.
It. He's still just preening. And I gotta say, the gold fucking gun is a great touch by Cage.
Oh yeah, yep, for sure. Just shooting a pistol at a helicopter. Typical day for Castor Troy.
Yeah, and the helicopter's attached to the plane. Well, it was just currently, like, on the tip of the plane.
Yeah, the gold really adds to
it
that
really,
gun.
It just really adds to the sinisterness of it, like. And he just killed the pilot. Now, how did he not know that wasn't going to end well? He kills his pilot, and then he's, like, surprised that they're about to crash into the building.
Yeah. I just remembered, I don't know how to fly a plane.
He's
John, get over
sitting
here.
He's down at the cockpit. Like, he's just leisurely steering it into the building.
Let me hit a couple of buttons, see if this does anything. No? All right. And the plane has crashed into the building, airport hangar.
It's got to be so cathartic to work on a movie like this and just get to blow shit up.
Oh, God, yeah. You imagine?
Especially like, if you just get to wreck everything. Yeah, you get to wreck everything. I don't know. If they wreck too many planes, he might start crying.
And then we get more slow-mo.
And we're going double gold guns now.
That's one thing I do remember about this movie is there is a shit ton of slow motion stuff.
Well, I really think that's a John Woo thing. If you ever seen any of his other movies, he's just a slow motion guy.
Michael Bay, kind of the same thing, except John Woo was better.
Except John Woo movies are watchable.
Right, exactly.
Michael Bay has Transformers 1 and then nothing else.
He did Armageddon. I like Armageddon.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that was a...
Yeah, Michael it was him. Movie. Yeah. And he did... There's something else he did, too. That was pretty good,
the way his head just fucking exploded on that. Some of these effects are really out there for 97. I mean, they're like cutting edge. They really are cutting edge because a lot of this, I don't know if it's just because we're watching it in HD or what, but it does.
Yeah, no, it holds up pretty well.
Some stuff look like they could be. The effects and stuff look like they could be current day, a lot of this stuff.
Yeah. I've already lost count of how many people have died. It's getting like the NC to commando.
Yeah, it's up to like 11. Yeah, and see, that's usually how action movies are at the end. But because they got a switch here and he's got to capture him the switch, it really peaks early.
Right. Yeah, I'm surprised. Like, we're 20 minutes in and it's already... This feels like something that should have been at the end.
Yeah. I mean, and there is one like this at the end.
Right.
But I don't even think it tops this. I mean, this is an awesome scene.
Yeah. More slow-mo.
And what I was thinking about was, like, this would be a great video game.
Oh, God.
You know,
God,
if they released a video, I mean, this would have been an awesome video game.
Yeah, for sure.
That's what I think of a lot of times when I watch an action movie. Like, would it translate over to a video game? And not a terrible one. Like, that Lethal Weapon game I used to play for Super Nintendo was fucking awful.
Yeah. No, I never played that one. There was one for Sega that was really good. What the hell? It was like RoboCop versus Terminator or something like that. That one was pretty good.
That sounds like an interesting game. I've never...
Yeah. We got Travolta and Cage pointing guns at each other, circling each other like normal people do.
And that's a weird exchange there because Sean's the FBI guy. He's the good guy. And he just said the difference between us is you care if you die. I don't. Usually the villain would be the one who wouldn't care about dying. But it just shows you how broken Sean is from Caster killing his son.
Right.
In the beginning. I mean.
Asking how his daughter is.
I like how it looks like Travolta's teeth are gold here because of the gun.
Because of the gun?
because of his gun. When you look at Travolta's teeth because the gun's pointed right at him, it looks like he's wearing a grill.
Yeah, it kind of does. You're right. Nick Cage, he's going to fool Mr. Travolta.
I mean, I've never seen a guy this happy with a gun pointed at his head.
Yeah, really?
He starts singing a song, I'm ready for the big ride. Like, he's like Aretha Franklin all of a sudden.
He kicks him into the plane, into
the jet turbine, which blows him right back.
And into the cage. And he's presumably hurt. Perhaps dead.
I believe he's comatose. Because this is where the movie gets a little... This is where the movie gets a little sci-fi.
Yeah.
More than action here. Because they're going to be taking each other's faces off, and then he's going to be a zombie for a minute.
Yeah, it gets a little weird. Surprise, surprise. The Nick Cage movie gets weird.
It's like Nick Cage wrote that part.
Yeah. That's what he has in his tour writer. Must take someone's face off and make it my own. Well, he looks like he's been through hell.
And now his daughter looking like a My Little Pony character or something. Looks absolutely awful. Which I need to bring up because later on in the movie, at the end, she makes a transformation and it really bothers me because traumatic shit's going to happen to her, but she's somehow going to become more normal. I want you to keep track of that, Matt. Tell me if you would be less messed up after what happens to this girl happens to her in the movie. It's a backwards character arc for her.
Well, it's a Nick Cage movie. There's nothing makes sense. How did John Travolta get more 5 o'clock shadow in the 20 minutes since we last saw him? God, he looks awful.
When you have to blow a guy into a jet turbine, it takes time.
I guess so.
It takes a toll on you, man.
Jesus. His wife wants
now
him to
quit. Now he's telling his wife he's going to work a desk job because his main goal was to kill his son's killer, and that's what he believes he did here.
I bet he's going to take that desk job. That's my prediction.
This movie's about... Oh, see? The fucking face rake again!
That's so weird! Why did he do that?
Girl, the only other time I've ever seen anyone do that is the girl in the Lionel Richie video where she makes his fucking head out of cheese.
Oh, God.
That's the only other time I've seen someone, like, constantly rub someone's face. So I don't know if the, like,
so weird.
Character was supposed to have sight issues or something before. Like, I don't know why he does that.
He's looking for the pull tab. What the hell is he doing? God, that's so weird. He's got a bottle of champagne.
And now,
champagne.
Right here, he's going to toast to all the dead agents. He lists 7 of them. So the body count on the good guys is 7.
All right.
I don't know how many of Pastor Troy's guys were killed. I mean, it's got to be at least 15, 20 total guys.
It was a lot.
And now, this is the saddest I've ever seen anyone closing the murder of their son. He closes the case, and look how sad he looks when he closes his case. Also, why did he not get any bereavement? Like, he went right to work. The guy killed his son. He worked like the next day.
Yeah, he was just kind of right back into it. What the hell kind of name is Loomis? Sounds like a disease.
They put all the names through the NXT name generator in this movie.
Yeah. Loomis. Isn't he in Raven's Flock?
He might be.
Loomis, Pollux, Caster. What the hell came up with the names for this movie?
Sean is the only normal one.
Jesus. All right.
Now they just discovered that have a bomb in a case here. That's going to blow
casing.
A city block. And it's going to blow a mile from a city block here, it says. Now this, when they find out where the bomb is, it's very interesting. I think they were watching a lot of WWE back then because when they find out that it's going to be from the LA Auditorium, so maybe Vince was wrong and that was not safer than the Rose Bowl for WrestleMania 7.
He predicted the future.
Yeah, he thought that was the safer location and moved it, but maybe that actually was not the safer location.
There's, what's his name? Crispix or Pollux? Or...
Pollux, and he's saying he won't say where the bomb is till he sees his brother. So that's where the brilliant idea to make Sean his brother comes from. And now this guy, Sean's boss, this old white man, doesn't he look like someone drew a face on a balloon? Tell me that's not what he looks like, Matt. Like, I don't know how else to describe it. He literally looks like somebody drew a face on a balloon.
His face needs some spackle is what it needs. Holy crap. Oh, man.
Now, my subtitles spell Pollock's name three different ways, depending on when it comes up.
Maybe he's Pollock's Troy. He's got three different names.
One time it's spelled like Kevin Pollock, and then it's spelled L-I-X. It's very strange. They don't know. It's such a weird name, they don't even know how to spell it.
Well, we have now found out that our friend is alive in a hospital.
And they've kept him alive specifically to send Archer on a mission where he wears Caster's face. That's the only reason he's alive. And instead of saying that he's a vegetable, the lady, I found it interesting, says he's a turnip.
He's a turnip.
That's a weird... That's not like a vegetable that you would think of a lot.
Yeah, no. That wouldn't be my first choice.
I don't know why they got cute with the dialogue there and didn't just say he's a vegetable.
Yeah, that's interesting. No, change it. Turnip, that's better.
And this guy looks like every scientist in every Marvel comic ever. Like, he just looks like the classic scientist guy, you know?
Yeah. Down to the glasses and the tie.
Now, they're showing an ear transplant here. Do we even have that technology? Like, I know they do face transplants, but I've never heard of anyone getting an ear transplanted.
I'll tell you, that looks like 3D printing to me. Perhaps Face Off predicted the future. Face Off predicted the future.
John Woo's hanging out with Matt Groening now and just predicting shit that's going to happen?
He's the Nostradamus of filmmaking.
Because that's what I thought, too. I thought that's
what it looked like. They do kind of put it on there. They do that for medical pieces now. So, wow.
Yeah, this is 22 years ago.
Was this supposed to take place in 1997, or was it supposed to be like in the future?
I think it's supposed to be futuristic, because watch when he goes to prison. He wears like moon boots.
Yeah. John Woo predicting the future.
But yeah, they never actually say like what year the movie takes place.
No. It's like 1997, but a different universe, 1997.
Yeah, but it can't be that advanced because they still have fucking merry-go-rounds. And when was the last time you've seen a merry-go-round?
I mean, there's one near my house, but...
Oh, is there? Okay.
Yeah. Because I live kind of next to the water, and on the pier, they have a merry-go-round there. Okay. But I don't know anybody who's been there in 20 years.
Yeah, who's ridden on a merry-go-round here?
Yeah, I mean, if you have kids, I get it, but... Gina Gershon entering the fray.
This is peak Gina, too, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Interrogating her for harboring Caster Troy.
And they used to be an item, and she's worried that he can take her son away from him, away from her, rather.
You know, we're staring at the back of a bald man who looks weirdly like Brando. What is that jacket?
You're right. That's Gina Gershon's brother in this movie, too, which is an important thing to know, because later on they're going to have a makeout scene. This movie has a lot of incestual tones in it.
Yeah, I was just about to ask.
It really does. It does, because when Nick Cage becomes John Travolta, he's like hitting on his daughter and shit. It's very, very incestual. I've seen a lot of porns with this plot.
Hopefully the acting in this is better.
Not much.
Travolta pointing a gun at this the brother's eye.
And like God, you that, said, Matt, he coat. Looks like he has not slept. Every time you see Travolta, he looks like he hasn't slept in years.
Oh, he looks awful. At least he shaved a little bit, but man, he looks horrible. I would imagine that's by design, but still.
Yeah, I think they're trying to show, you know, the wear and tear that the FBI job takes, but...
Jesus. He looks worse here than he does now. Well, maybe not.
No, he does not. If you buy a cheap John Travolta mask from Spirit of Halloween, you would look more like John Travolta than John Travolta does now, Matt.
Well, let's not go that far.
I mean, I'm not saying peak Travolta. I'm not saying peak 70s Travolta, but you would look like a Travolta more than the Travolta we have now.
Yeah, I'd be more gaudy Travolta than Grease Travolta.
Yeah. But when he was in that OJ thing, I mean, he really looked like a wax figure of himself.
Yeah, he did. Looked like he escaped Madame Trussaud's.
He really did. I mean...
Speaking of wax figures, his wife looked like one in that shot. My God. Jesus. Check
his
if she has a pulse.
Like the ultimate, she's like the ultimate wet blanket wife. Like, oh, it's just awful. I don't know why they do that with female characters. Like, Adrian in Rocky is like this. Like, I don't know why the women in movies are like that.
Adrian and Rocky is so annoying. I love those movies, but man, she, especially by Rocky but IV, it's like, awful. All right.
Yeah, I wish Drago would be her.
Oh, we see the scars from where Sean was shot. Does Travolta have a hole in his chin?
Yes.
What is that from?
I don't know.
What is that?
I think that's just him. I think that it's natural. I don't think that's movie related.
How is that natural? People don't just have holes everywhere, do they?
That's where the thetans escape, Matt. That's where the thetans escape.
What the hell? He's got a hole in his chin. How has he always had that?
Oh, look, she did the face rake now. What the fuck is the deal with this family?
She fondled the chin hole. What's going on? What is happening?
The face rake thing is so bothersome to me. Like, I don't get it.
That has to be, that there has to be something to that, right? Face off, face raking.
Maybe. I don't know.
What do you think that chin hole smells like?
Oh, it's in the club. I don't know if he is, but the chin hole's in the club.
God, that's so... I can't stop staring at it. I've never noticed that before.
Now, he just told his wife he's going on a special assignment and he's not retiring. He did not tell his wife what the assignment is. That's very important. You know, because it's very good to only have... a little bit of people know that you're going to do something with a very, very dangerous man. Couldn't go bad at all.
Just checking on the daughter.
Now, the daughter in this movie bothers me for many reasons, but in certain scenes, she looks 48, and in other scenes, she looks like she's 12. And there she...
She looked like 26 there.
Yeah. And later on, she looks like a little girl. It's very weird. But you're going to see later on, too, another example involving the daughter of John Woo telling the future. I'll point it out when we get there.
Travolta in the hospital or a clinic, presumably, with
Yes, the only people that know about this face swap are the doctor, the black gentleman here with him, and then the lady who is overseeing the project. Those are the only three people besides Travolta that know this, and that's very important to remember.
I'm still staring at the chin hole. I can't get over it. What the hell is... What causes that? I don't have a chin hole.
I'm going to have to go look at Travolta movies later and see, like,
yeah,
in Welcome Back, Kotter and stuff, does he have that? Because I've never noticed before. But now, like we've said, his face is so different now, you can't look at current-day Travolta. You have to look, you know, at, like, Pulp Fiction Travolta. Does he have it in Pulp Fiction?
He got the chin hole filled in. It was one of his many plastic surgeries.
Hey, because I'm trying to remember. I don't know if he has that in Pulp Fiction.
Oh, boy, that looks nothing like Travolta, that model. Oh, my God. That looks nothing like him.
No, it's obvious here that that's...
Wow. All right, we've cut his face. You can tell it's not him. Again, no chin hole on that model.
Yeah.
So it gives it away.
Now they're lifting his face off. Now, this vat that they put it in, as a Boston guy, Matt, do you think this is the same vat that Ted Williams' head currently resides in? Is that
this is where they got the idea.
Stuff that Ted's head? Yeah, is that the same kind of stuff that Ted's head is currently sitting in Florida?
Yeah. It's like the blue stuff they put combs in at the barbershop. Same thing. So, Calvin, you ever have your face surgically removed and put onto another man's body?
No, it's one of the few things I haven't done.
Oh, well, I figured I'd ask.
I mean, now, was the hair lasering a big thing back in 97? Because I don't know if that technology even existed then. I mean, I know it exists now, but was...
This is so absurd.
Like I said,
he's like, what are we doing?
Now, the way they do the voice modding, the voice changing, is they just put a chip in his throat and that's it.
Yeah.
But they say, like, any pressure on the throat or anything, and it will change your voice back to normal while the pressure's on your throat. And that's important to remember, because later on he's going to try to convince his wife that he's actually himself, but he does not put pressure on his throat to change his voice back to normal, which is a stupid, stupid oversight.
Oh, look, nary a scratch on him, just like that. Can't even tell. No stitches, nothing.
Now, the rest of the time that you see Nick Cage on the screen, it's John Travolta's character. It's very interesting to follow.
This is where it gets confusing.
Yeah, and the whole time he's Nick Cage, he looks scared.
Yeah.
Like, when you see Cage's Travolta, he looks so confident and he just looks like a different person. But, I mean, he just looks terrified the entire time that he's Nick Cage.
And he's just broken a mirror. That's 7 years bad luck.
I mean, Matt, he just got his face put on someone else's body. I don't think he's having too good of luck anyway.
Yeah, but you see, when his bad luck here finally ends, that just means he'll have 7 more years on top of it. No foresight, is what I'm saying.
It's a good point.
When I'm done, I want you to take this face and burn it. All right, that's sound advice, I suppose.
Now, this is where they're putting in the voice chip.
A violent sneeze could dislodge it. Well, that's probably bad.
But again, he doesn't use that to his advantage later on.
What a weird line to say. I could eat a peach for hours.
Well, that's what Nick said. That's what Nick Cage said in the plane to the officer before he said, suck my tongue and be grateful.
Oh, I missed that part. Okay.
He uses peach as a sexual euphemism a lot because, remember, then he called his daughter a peach and said, is your peach ripe yet? So he uses peach. Castor uses peach a lot.
Yeah.
Now, 6 days till the 18th, so that's the day that the bomb is going to go off.
So now, how is Sean okay, but Castor is still a problem? Because he's still legally dead?
Yeah, but they don't know he's dead. Like, his brother and stuff doesn't know that Castor's dead, so it's not going to be weird that Castor's going to walk into prison here. But taking off the face, because Castor's in a coma, but taking off the face, I think, revitalized his body somehow. Because okay. He's going to zombie walk here. He's going to zombie walk here in a minute and get Travolta's face.
Did I mention I was drunk the last time I watched this, which is why I don't remember it?
I thought you were just too young because he said it was a long time ago. So
no. It was probably.
If you're drunk watching this movie, you're probably confused as fuck. Like,
oh, yeah, probably more so than I am now, quite frankly.
Yeah, like once Travolta becomes Cage and Cage becomes Travolta.
All right, there's a light shining on a shirtless Nick Cage. I'm just gonna call them by their actor names. It's much easier.
Yes, I agree.
Oh, there's that character actor. He's done a bunch of stuff.
That's Champ Kind from Anchorman, isn't it?
Thank you. Is it?
I'm pretty sure. I'm almost positive because I wrote in my notes later on, there's a scene where he drops Nick Cage from the grate to the floor, and I said, man, he should have said whammy there. I'm almost positive that's David Kirshner, I believe his name is. I'm almost positive that that's him. But now these boots that they just put on the prisoner keeps GPS on you at all times. They're like moon boots. That's why I said to you, I think this movie's in the future.
Yeah, it would have to be because they didn't have that in 1997. I mean, they also weren't surgically removing people's. They also weren't surgically removing people's faces in 1997 either.
Yeah, but, I don't think they have GPS on prisoners now.
No,
you still hear about prison escapes and stuff, you know? Right. I don't think they have GPS on prisoners like that.
No, you're probably right. Yeah, those are weird. Yeah, it must be the future.
And they look heavy. I mean, filming these scenes had to suck. Because they look just really, really heavy.
Yeah, those things aren't made of plastic, that's for sure. Those look like they're aluminum or something.
There's homeless Andy Dick.
And there's Pollock, that's it.
Yeah, Pollock, his brother. Brother looks a little bit like John Lennon.
Yeah, you know what? A little bit.
Not homeless Andy Dick.
No.
But the brother looks a little bit like John Lennon.
Yeah, a little bit. Or like the lead singer from Oasis.
Like Dakota. Yeah, like Dakota era John Lennon, not, you know, Beatles John Lennon.
Yeah.
Dakota doing nude music with Yoko Ono John Lennon.
All right, I need to remember that this is not Castor Troy. I should write that down.
Well, everyone's going to call him Castor Troy because it is, but it's Sean Archer.
Right, but in the back of your head. No one knows that. This is very confusing. Some GPS, it looks like a video game. We got a prison fight going on between Nick Cage.
And you'll find out later why that guy is randomly attacking Caster Troy. It's because he slept with his wife and his wife's sister the day that that man went to prison.
Well, that would do it. It's probably a good reason to attack someone in prison, I would suppose.
And look, he nails that part. Because that's what Cage would look like. Like, yep. He nails that.
Tells him to watch his fucking mouth and punches him in the face. Oh, Nick Cage.
Now, if they actually got into a fight, do you think Travolta would win or Cage?
Ooh. See, I think Cage is crazy enough where he'd, like, jump on Travolta's back and just start, like, biting him.
That's what I thought, too. I was like, he would just bite him. And
Cage is that type of feisty and spunky and... We got Nick Cage hamming it up here in his Nick Cagey way. That guy looks
Nick
familiar
Cage
too. I don't know why.
Nick Cage plays a terrific psychopath. I mean,
oh yeah.
I think the movie Split would be better with Nick Cage than James McAvoy. I think they missed an opportunity making Nick Cage. Man, if Nick Cage was in that movie, I mean, and that movie's great, but if Nick Cage was in that movie, it might be an all-timer.
Jeez. Can you imagine? They've hit Nick Cage with the shock stick. He looks familiar, too, and I don't know why. I've seen him somewhere before. The guy that Cage was beating up.
But yeah, I'm almost positive that that guard is Champ Kind from Anchorman.
Yeah, I didn't get a...
I'm almost 100% positive. But now his monitor's beeping. He's waking up. By him, I mean Nick Cage, who's going to be John Travolta in a minute.
And he's up.
Raised up like the Undertaker there. He did the Michael Myers Undertaker. Now, I assume they don't remove the eyeballs because he undoes his face covering here. He looks in a mirror and starts crying. So I guess he still has his eyeballs. I don't really.
Yeah, that's a good point. And he's bleeding from his face. All right. And, he sees his face in the Ted Williams liquid, the barbicide.
He's going to be Travolta here in a minute, and you're going to see him driving through the neighborhood. Tell me if you don't get Jerry Maguire, Tom Cruise vibes. Because I was like, man, he really – Cage as Travolta reminds me of, like, Tom Cruise and Jerry Maguire. I don't know why.
I feel like Tom Cruise and John Travolta kind of share that same headspace in my mind.
Yeah, I agree. Now, Matt, do you have a friend that you could call and tell, hey, they switched my face, come help me? Do you have a good enough friend that you could call and would come help you with that? Because
yeah,
I do not. Maybe there's something missing in my life, but I do not.
I mean, I have a friend that I could say that to, but... I don't know if you know this about me. I'm a bit of a sarcastic prick. So the first thing he would probably say to me is, you're full of shit. And then he would hang up on me. And then I'd have to call him back two or three more times for him to finally figure out what the hell was going on.
But he
I think eventually he would show up.
Okay. Now he's watching his own face being removed on video here. He's watching the replay of this.
He's smoking a cigarette. How does that work? He's smoking a cigarette without a face.
Well, I mean, yeah, this you have to just suspend disbelief here.
Jeez. I want to talk
and
about
he's taking painkillers.
You get the cigarette smoke inside your face. That's probably bad.
Oh, and they just showed it, and it looks pretty fucking gnarly.
Well, yeah, he doesn't have a face.
I know the doctor from other movies, too, and I can't place. So he just told the doctor after he was kidnapped that you have to put my face or his face on my body now. And his brother's like beating off to videos of birds here in prison.
As you do, I suppose.
Well, he just said, if I see one more waterfall, I'm going to foam at the mouth. So
there you go. Oh, Pollux.
And his brother immediately notices that he's not walking the right way. And
yeah.
Because his brother, I'm pretty sure, is schizophrenic.
Yeah.
Or autistic, like we talked about. Because he immediately knows that this is not his brother.
Yep. He's asking him what's the matter with him. He says, Travolta Cage says he was in a coma.
And you're so paranoid. And then he said, what medicine am I on? But of course, Travolta knows that because he's so obsessed with Nick Cage that he knows the answer anyway.
Mm-hmm. The pills are called Vivex, which is definitely the name of a fake drug. Or fake pill, if you will.
A tab of bad contracts, that's a fake drug too, I'd assume.
It's like, what movie is it that has Nuke as the fake drug? Is it RoboCop 2?
RoboCop 2, yeah.
Yeah.
See, he's just telling him now, remember, you had a sex sandwich with his wife and his sister the night he went to jail. But he's pretending like he doesn't remember because of the coma.
I love how he keeps calling him bro.
And Pollux is mad because they got the $10 million, but now he's in prison and not going to get the help set off the bomb. But this is where he's going to tell him that it's at the LA Convention Center. Like I said, taking it right from WWE storylines.
That's it.
I wonder if Caster's an Iraqi sympathizer.
He's part of Slaughter's Coalition. He had his face switched with General Adnan. Ooh, he called him fucking pathetic. He does kind of look like John Lennon.
He really does.
It's the glasses and the hair. Either that or he looks... Oh, go ahead.
Like I said, he looks like 1980s Lennon, like 79-80s Lennon.
Either that or he's the lead singer of a bad Oasis cover band.
I could see that, too. Pollux Gallagher.
One of them. What is it? Noel and Liam? Is that who they are?
Liam,
is
yeah. That the names? But Noel and Liam. So Pollux is not too far of a stretch. Now he's seeing himself. I mean, he's seeing now that his face is on Cage's body. I don't know how to explain it. That's why I said he's seeing himself because I don't really. It's hard to explain here.
I gotta get the cork board and the red rope. Give me a minute.
Yeah, he's now seeing that his face is on Cage's body, and Cage is gonna tell him, guess what? I killed the three people that know about this. Why would you do something this dangerous and only three fucking people know about it? You don't leave a note for your wife. You don't do something.
There's nothing seedy about where this is taking place either. Just some random empty room. Oh, and now Travolta gets the ham it up.
Oh, yeah, and he's such an arrogant prick as Travolta here. I mean, once they do the body switch, Travolta is absolutely phenomenal the rest of this movie. I mean, he's such an arrogant prick. He's not even trying to really pretend that he's himself.
No.
Like, he changes all of his mannerisms, everything.
Yep.
Whereas Travolta as Cage is trying to keep the same mannerisms, the same speech.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
they're
I
now
mean,
showing that he set everybody on fire.
Travolta's a good actor. It's just he hasn't done anything good in 20 years, you know?
Yeah, this is probably the last good Travolta thing.
Yeah, I'd have to think.
And now he's showing him the wedding ring, saying, "I'm going to bang your wife."
It's nice they were able to replicate the chin hole when they did the face swap.
Yeah.
Nick Cage overacting 101. Holy God.
Like this, the whole way he's moving his head and like just taunting him. It reminds me so much of Tom Cruise and Jerry Maguire.
Yeah.
Like just strong Jerry Maguire prick vibes here. Mm-hmm. Licks his face, and now Cage is choking him.
And he gets hit with the shock stick again. Ooh, and hit in the chest.
Yeah, they're just absolutely beating the shit out of him here.
So now they're under the assumption that Travolta is really Sean and not Nick Cage as Caster, right? The guards?
Yes.
All right. I'm starting to get it.
The guards do not know about the switch.
Okay.
So the guards think that they're actually their own people now. I like that he doesn't actually know where his house is until he sees the wife.
Right.
He drives right by the house, but then he sees his wife and knows, oh shit, that's my house.
Yep. It's a good touch.
And the fact that their mailbox behind her says post and not their last name bugs the shit out of me.
Yeah. Yeah, that's weird.
On the mailbox, it says post and it doesn't say Archer. Like, who does that?
Yeah.
Like, that's like when people put mail on their mailbox. Like, yeah, no shit. I know what goes in there.
Yeah. Close up of Jack Skelton. I mean his wife. Yeah, Travolta's kind of got Cage's mannerisms down here.
Oh, nails them. 100% nails them. He's a way better Cage than Cage is Travolta.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not even close.
Is his wife supposed to be older than him in this movie?
I think so. I mean, she dresses like his grandmother.
I was going to say, because when the sun was shining on her face, you could kind of see the makeup that they were using to cover all the wrinkles.
Yeah, and I don't know this actress, like, very much. Like, I don't recognize her from anything else. Oh. And she tells him there's leftovers, and he says, no, I'm going to stay hungry for you, my peach. Now, isn't that weird? Because I don't think he's probably ever called her peach before like that.
Yeah, that would set off a red flag to me.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, your husband comes home all of a sudden and just acts totally, totally different. If I come home wearing a different shirt than I wore in the morning, my girlfriend freaks out. He's going to use completely different language and body language and everything, and she's not going to notice anything.
You've never called me a peach before. And where did you get that chin hole?
That would just automatically start an argument. Who have you been calling a peach that you brought it to me now? Like, they don't get women when they're doing this movie. They write women very poorly.
Yeah.
Now he just found out that he hasn't had sex with his wife in 2 months and he says he's a loser. Now this is going to get creepy incest vibes here.
Now, Calvin, you are absolutely right. How old is this daughter supposed to be?
Like 16 years old, and she's in her underwear, and he is like leering at her. Very, I mean, a lot of porn starts like this. A lot of not my stepdaughter porn starts.
And then
that
scene from before when he tucked her in, she looked like she was in her 30s.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. And here she looks young.
It's so what the hell is this movie? We're discovering a lot of things here. Travolta's chin hole.
How creepy is this scene here? Like, I mean, he's so creepy.
Yeah.
And now here's something. He doesn't smoke. Travolta doesn't smoke, but Cage does. So Cage with Travolta's face is going to smoke.
We've discovered a lot of things during this watch. The Travolta chin hole, the daughter who can change her age on a whim, apparently. the wife who's at least 20 years older than she's supposed to be.
The fact that they predicted 3D printing.
They predicted 3D printing and GPS and tracking. My God, we've discovered a lot, and we're barely an hour into this movie. Is this the greatest movie of all time?
It's close. He's rocking back and forth like old Braves pigeon coach Leo Mazzoni here. I know you're enough of a baseball guy to get that reference. I don't know how many of the listeners will, but
that's all right.
But see, this picture here, I really think that's Champ Kind. See, with his hat off and looking down at the grave, I'm almost positive that's him.
No, you know that. Oh, what the hell? You know what? That's not him. It's what the hell's his name? I just caught a good glimpse of him. I gotta look it up now. But it's not.
That's not David Koechner from Anchorman.
No. What the hell's his name? He's done a bunch of stuff. I gotta look it up. Did they say his name in the movie? If they did, I missed it.
Not that I know of. Yeah, not that I know of.
I'm going to have to look it up because I'm pretty sure that's not him now that I got a good look.
No, he just says, we're sorry about Tito, who is the black guy who was his good friend. And he just goes, oh, shit happens. Don't you think, again, your coworkers would think it's weird that you're acting that different?
Yeah, really.
Because none of these people know either that they've switched. So they're not suspecting anything. But, I mean, he's acting so different. These people spend all day with him. How do they not realize?
He's not exactly hiding it.
He's not even trying to beat Travolta at all.
So the prison guard, right? His name is John Carroll Lynch, and I knew I had seen him somewhere before. He was the guy who played the clown in American Horror Story.
His brother immediately, his brother immediately knows from the way he walked in that is Caster. He knows it immediately. And he's telling him now because he turned off the mic in the interrogation room. And he's telling him, make it seem like you gave me something. Tell me where the bomb is, blah, 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 even though he already knows where the bomb is, to make it look good.
That's right. He was also Drew Carey's brother on the Drew Carey Show. I knew I had seen him.
That's where I know him from. Yes.
Yep.
He marries Mimi, right?
I believe so.
By the end of the, I think he does.
That's a show I need to rewatch.
Yeah, I believe he's a cross-dresser and he marries Mimi. But yes, that show's not streaming anywhere.
I know. There was a local over-the-air channel with antenna that we get here that used to show it like late at night. It was called like Laugh TV or something like that.
Okay.
And they used to show it at night.
The police are going to the LA Convention Center to get this bomb. And the bomb squad cannot figure out how to disarm it. Time is ticking.
That toolbox looked like it was made from play school.
But Travolta's going to just say, get out of here and turn it off because he's that badass.
Even his facial expressions are different from when he was himself.
Oh, yeah, he looks like Nick Cage. Like, somehow. I don't know how to explain that because he's John Travolta, but he just exudes Nick Cage-ness.
Yeah, it's pretty
and like
good.
Like I said, Travolta as... Yeah, but Travolta as Cage is just scared. It's...
Mm-hmm.
But Travolta absolutely nails it.
Yeah. He's dead. And he's a very, this is great.
Yeah, he's a very Joker-esque villain. Dancing and singing. You know what I mean? Like, he reminds me of the Joker a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's the vibe they were going for, but I think they nailed it if they were. Yeah. And there's a woman that comes out and shows her tits and says, "Woo, you disarmed me."
Well, at least we've moved on from nature videos at the prison. They're watching CNN now.
And Cage gets to see Travolta triumphantly undo the bomb and he is coming to the realization that he's stuck in this life now because nobody knows the truth.
Right. I gotta say, Cage has been pretty tame since the face swap switch. It's un-Cage like.
Well, because he's trying not to be Cage.
Right.
Whereas Travolta loves that he gets to act like Nick Cage.
Oh, for sure. Is that Margaret Cho?
That is Margaret Cho.
Oh, my God.
Hell of a glam up for her from this movie to current day, because she looks a lot better current day.
Yeah.
She somehow looks younger, even though this movie is like 26 years old.
Yeah.
She somehow looks younger today, currently.
Yeah. Some people age like wine. Some people age like milk.
Yes. Travolta has aged like milk.
Well, he had some help with that. He needs better doctors. The White House on line one.
Now, see this, too. He grabs her ass. That is not in the Travolta character at all. How does nobody realize that he's so different?
Right? I mean...
nobody realizes. Now, he's lighting candles for his wife. She's coming home. They're going to have a romantic evening here. Which also brings up a question. Now, they didn't change bodies, Matt. She's been with this same man for, what, 16, 15 years? She doesn't realize his penis... She doesn't realize his penis is different. Because I assume most penis, I mean, I haven't seen that many penises, but I assume they're like snowflakes. They're all slightly different.
I would think.
Like, how does she not realize?
Well, I mean, they just changed his face, right? So it wouldn't be...
Yeah, but... Well, no, but this is Nick Cage's body.
Is it Nick Cage's body?
Yeah, remember, they moved the face over to the body, did they not?
No, I like, thought... They is that moved, what? Oh, moved, yeah. Yeah, I guess
Nick
you're
Cage's
right.
Face on Travolta's body.
Yeah,
they
that's
moved
a good
Nick
point.
Cage's face to Travolta's body, and Travolta's face is on Nick. So this is Nick Cage's body.
Yeah.
And that comes up later because the way they find out is he tells his wife to do a blood test, and they see that the blood is different.
Right.
So it's their bodies. So his penis is not the penis that she's been used to.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. Couple of plot holes in this.
Yes. I mean, I don't think that many people are looking
oh, God,
at it like
no.
the Zapruder film the way I did. No, I mean, I broke no. it down like there's a Zapruder film. I'm looking for the second shooter.
Grassy Knoll. Oh, God. I was going to say, the movie's not called Penis Off, it's called Face Off, but...
Yeah. But that's bothered me every time I saw this movie.
Yeah, that's a good point. Especially for someone like Travolta and Nick Cage. They're not the same people at all. Travolta's rather big and Cage is, you know, rather small-ish compared to Travolta, but... If he's getting exercise... He's being let out of the cell. Is that the exercise? Just rolling around the room?
Yep.
Is that, what's his name? Aaron Eckhart, the homeless Andy Dick? Kind of looks like him.
Now he's out of cigarettes. And he's gonna just beat up the guard to. It's his plan to get out of here.
And we've got ourselves another prison riot here.
It's amazing.
I think that's Aaron Eckhart, the homeless Andy Dick.
Yes, I think you're correct.
It
on
looks
that.
If it's not, it's an incredible lookalike. If not, it looks just like him.
Now, the guards are carrying him away, and he says he needs a light.
That poor bastard getting shock treatment. Jesus.
And I assume he's been getting that ever since their fight, like a day and a half ago. Because that's the guy that got into a fight with him.
Right. That guy, I want to say he was in some show, that guy that was just getting the shock treatment, because he looks super familiar to me, too. Prepping him, prepping Cage for the shock treatment.
Taking the boots off, that's very important, because now there's no GPS tracking on him. There's no GPS tracking on him.
You don't want to kill the guy, you just want to harm the brain, you see. Jeez. And now they're assaulting the prison guards.
And escaping.
Ooh, jeez. More slow-mo. Everything's exploding.
And Travolta, whether he's Travolta or Cage, as he is here, is the only one in the whole movie that has any kind of good aim with a gun. Nobody else hits anybody, and he almost hits somebody every time he fires.
Yeah.
He is an expert marksman.
All right, we're just going to throw sulfuric acid at somebody and shoot it. That's probably bad.
And instantly caught on fire.
Oh, God. And, another man down. And they're making their escape.
The body count on this movie is incredibly high.
Yeah. We tried for Commando. I'm not doing it again for another movie. We failed at it miserably.
Oh, Commando, yeah, that body count's probably one of the highest in a movie. I wonder if there's a site that keeps track of that.
There is.
I wouldn't be...
I talked to Drew after the fact, and he was able to find the number or I was, but there was a website. And we were close, I'll say that. I don't remember what the actual number was, but we were pretty close.
Yeah, I was going to say, well, I mean, there is a site for everything nowadays. You would think there is a site that tracks movie deaths.
Yeah, yeah. Can confirm that there is.
And there's a lot of leg stabbing in this movie.
Yeah.
That's an underrated trope in movies, but this one has a lot of it.
And they're just taking everybody out to make their escape, leaving nobody alive, I suppose. Oh, he's been shot. And, maybe not.
There's no way that gun is that strong.
Yeah, no. Absolutely not. And there's no way Nick Cage is that strong.
And there he goes.
Aaron
See, Eckhart. Now that would have been a real cool spot if the guard shot the guy as he was falling instead of shooting up at Cage.
Right. And the prison riot continues, and Cage is out.
Now
is this
he
prison
entered
on an island
this...
somewhere.
Well, remember he entered this way from the cop helipad. So what did he think was going to happen when he got up there? He thought a helicopter was going to be waiting for him. Like nobody knows that he's Sean Archer. I don't know what his end game was here.
Just go for a swim. It's like Alcatraz. You Yeah, how was he going to escape? I mean, he didn't really think this through.
No, he did not.
He was hoping for an opportunity to come his way. Man, there's a lot of slow-mo in this movie. Like I said before, it's like every action scene. There's at least one bit of slow motion.
Yeah, I haven't seen too many other John Woo movies, maybe one or two other, but I think that's a big John Woo trope. Like, I think he just does that.
And Cage jumps into the water.
A 7.6 from the East German judge on that dive. Now, how long do you think it took him to swim to get off that island? It has to be a couple hours of a swim, right?
I would imagine. Depends on if he's going with the current or against the current, you see.
Now this part right here is where the wife should figure out that this is not her husband. Because he's saying, she's telling him, are you trying to avoid what today is? And it's their son's birthday. Like, the fact that he doesn't know that. I mean, how does the wife not pick up on that?
Oops. I don't know. I would think you would remember what day it is, Sean. I mean, you know, kind of a big day in our life, but... They're visiting the gravesite of the son here.
That little kid had some eclectic interests, a shark and a truck.
Well, this was awkward. I need to tell you something. You're not going to believe this, but...
but again, the fact that he's suddenly not that upset about his son's death, doesn't that tell you something?
You would think. Apparently for the now second time in this movie, Caster Troy is dead.
And he says, where's the body? I want to see the body. And it has not been recovered yet.
Don't you yell at Margaret Cho. She's very nice. There he goes with the face again.
I don't get it. And now Nick Cage has arrived barefoot in a prison uniform.
Yeah, nothing suspicious in a crowded public restaurant. Nothing suspicious.
Oh, he's at the hospital. No, he's at the hospital.
Oh, is that what it said? Seafood Cafe in the background.
I believe he's at the hospital parking lot, or he's driving to the hospital. Maybe he's driving to the hospital. Parking lot. Now, remember, his wife is a doctor or maybe a nurse, I'm not really sure, at the hospital. So he's driving to the hospital. Now, this is the scene where he calls her and he shows how easy he can change his voice by putting pressure on it. But when he talks to his wife, he does not do that. Now, she's got a phone call and it's... See, he does it very easily, but then when he actually talks to her, he doesn't do it. He just says, hey, this is weird, but I'm your husband, and your husband is not who you think he is. Take Jamie and go to your mother's.
Now, if you got a phone call like that, what would you do?
I would not act so cavalier about it as she did.
Yeah, really.
I don't know what I would do exactly, but I would not act like that. And now he wants Victor Lazaro, which is the man who looks like a balloon with a face drawn on it. But instead, of course, Travolta picks up here. And he says, well, if you're Sean Archer, I guess I'm Caster Troy then. So now they both know that they're both out and about free here. Radio Bolton is playing, saying that you're looking for a man. extremely dangerous. And remember, he's still wearing the prison jumpsuit. So, I mean,
yeah,
very inconspicuous here.
And he's driving a, was that car gold? The car he's driving, it's not exactly hiding in plain sight, driving a gold car, a gold Volvo. There's this guy, another fancy jacket. At least that's a nice jacket this time.
And his name, and his name is Dietrich. I mean, another just terrible name. Yeah, I think he borrowed MC Hammer's wardrobe.
Looks kind of like Boss Rootin.
Yes, he does. I wouldn't want this guy to liver kick me either, so.
No. No, oh, no, no, no. No, thank you. You look like you just fucked your mother. What a line. Oh, my God.
It's a great line.
Holy shit.
How would one know what one looks like after they do that?
Yeah, that's... let's not figure that out. Let's not find that out, I guess I should say.
The hairstyles in this movie has to be the most 90s thing about it, right?
Oh, God, yeah. Even the fashion, like what the women are wearing, those dresses, that's like, that's yeah, right out of the 90s.
What decade is his jacket out of, you think?
Oh, God. Looks like a something on a couch from the 70s. There's the guns, the pills, the joints, the money.
Putting ecstasy in a water, it looks like. Was wearing two earrings in the same ear ever in? Because he's got two earrings in one ear. Like, not in different spots either. Right on right. The lobe. Like, right next to each other. Was that ever in?
Hoop earrings, like he's got, I don't know. But I know, like, stud earrings. I had friends who had, like, three in one earlobe and three in another one. And, like, all in a line like that. But with studs, not with hoops okay. like he's got.
Okay.
So, I don't know if it was ever in, but I mean, I knew people.
But it was a thing people did, okay.
Yeah.
And he just told them he wants to remove Sean Archer's face. But see, the thing is, Caster Troy is so batshit crazy that it doesn't set off any alarms. And he asks him, how do you know so much about him? And he says, because I'm fucking his wife, which is a brilliant line. That's a brilliant line.
You know, there's not often times that Nick Cage has good hair, but his hair is particularly bad in this. Oh, my God. Now that you really look at it. Oof.
Oh, yeah. His mother put the bowl over his head and cut it. I mean,
it's rough. That's
100% what happened in this.
There we go. Cage gets to ham it up now. There we go.
And he's just laughing like a freaking lunatic.
God, that hair. Oh, it's so bad. I think the worst Nick Cage hair is when he dyes it blonde for, what was it, Gone in 60 Seconds? The remake?
Gone in 60 Seconds. Yeah.
Oh, it's so bad.
It's fitting that he's in a movie franchise called The National Treasure, because he really is one. I mean, he's the gift that keeps on giving. He's just insane.
Oh, yeah. And his recent stuff is completely insane. There's this movie I was reading about on, I think it's on Amazon Prime or something. It's called Primal, where he gets hunted by a bunch of, like, tigers and cat and, like, lions and whatnot. It's like, shit, I gotta watch that at some point.
Yeah, I gotta watch that, too, because he's probably the most dangerous predator in the whole movie. He just tells him his nose, his skin, everything's coming off. His whole face is coming off. And the bald guy says, what kind of drugs is this guy on? While they all just did a suitcase full of drugs.
Yeah, really. he's out of it. Oh, that's funny. He's stumbling all over himself. The hell did they give him?
Well, again, it's his own body, though, and he doesn't have the drug tolerance that Caster would have.
Right.
You got to think of that. He doesn't have that drug tolerance. And now he thinks that he's actually seeing Nick Cage in the mirror, even though it's himself.
Right. There's a lot to this movie. More than I was expecting, honestly.
Yeah, it's deep. It's deep. It really is a good movie, though. I mean, it really is. And now his former love interest is coming back here. Man, his facials, he would have made a great wrestler.
Yeah, really.
Like, his facials are freaking great, man.
Yeah. My face.
I'm not dead on me. And now Travolta's saying once they get the protection of the FBI, they can do whatever the hell they want.
He'll get his freaking face back, which is the most important thing.
Yes, because he's ugly now. Here is the part I said John Woo tells the future. Danny Masterton tries to rape this girl here. That was probably his first time, I'm assuming.
That was the first tell.
Yeah. So see, he told the future about Danny Masterson too.
And magically the daughter has changed her age again to 18, 19. Jesus. Shapeshifter.
And he's just absolutely beating the shit out of Danny Masterson.
He probably had it coming. Well, not probably. He did.
She looks like 1984 Cyndi Lauper here.
Debbie
with
Harry.
That hair and that makeup.
Debbie Harry from Blondie. Awful.
Just absolutely awful.
Was that still a look in 1997? That style?
It's a look for angsty teenage girls, I guess.
I wouldn't know. I was 6.
This is a great line. Dress up like Halloween characters and ghouls are going to try to get into your pants. That's a great line. That's an absolutely terrific line.
Just handed the daughter a cigarette.
Now, he says, you haven't been the same since Mike died, which is her brother. Now, that's important to remember because apparently her brother's very important to her and all that, and it's changed her whole life. But at the end of the movie, she certainly replaces him very quickly. Now, he's giving her a knife just in case anyone tries to
switch blade.
Just in case anyone tries to rape her again. And he tells her, stick it in the leg and twist.
Gee, thanks, Dad. My own switchblade.
And see, again, I don't know if she's 14 or 34.
Yeah, I can't figure it out. Like I mentioned earlier, I think she has the Aaron George Jesus powers that he's talked so much about. Cage is paranoid. He's pointing a gun at Gina Gershon.
He doesn't remember why he woke up there in the leopard print sheets or something. The leopard print sheets or something.
Really adds to the scene.
And he's got his haircut is the haircut of any Amish person ever. Now she's taking his pants off.
Well, now Nick Cage's pants. Couldn't be a Nick Cage movie without him being pantsless at one point.
After all this time, you expect me to jump on you, and now she's jumping on him. They've been romantically involved before. So again, if she gets down to his penis, she's going to notice, right? Like, one of these women have to notice.
You would think.
And now Pollux is telling his brother that he thinks Archer's enjoying his life because he sees him hooking up with this woman.
He's so confused, is Nick Cage. It's so weird seeing Cage try and do Travolta. It just doesn't work for him.
No, but Travolta is so good as Cage, though. Right. It's...
When you left, you never looked back.
Have you ever seen the movie Haywire? I know you know Gina Carano because you're an MMA guy, but she really reminds me of Gina Carano in Haywire.
Yeah, I can see it. I can see it for sure.
And now here's a kid that you're going to find out is Nick Cage's son. His name is Adam.
I'll tell you, Gina Gershon, if I may coin a phrase, hachimachi at this point.
Yes, extremely. Nick Cage did a lot of movies with good-looking women.
Yeah.
I mean, the Gone in 60 Seconds remake, he's with peak Angelina, right, in that movie?
Yeah, even though Angelina has the weird hair going on, but still.
She could be bald and it'd be fine.
The FBI storming the apartment. Guns cocked, pointed.
And remember, we got 48 minutes left in this movie. So, again, another climactic battle scene coming up here.
How does the son have better hair than... How does the son have better hair than Nick Cage does?
He just found out he has a 5-year-old. And that boy is really familiar, too. I don't know what child actor that is.
I didn't catch who it was.
I don't know who it is either, but he looks really familiar.
Yeah. Yeah, he kind of does. He's probably some character actor or something now.
I thought maybe it was Cole and Dylan Sprouse because they're probably around the same age when they do Big Daddy, right? And again, the face rake.
Yeah, that has to be intentional. They do it so many times, it can't not be.
Yeah, I don't know what the significance of it is. And now he just called him by his son's name instead of Adam, which is his name. So Gina Gershon is weirded out because he's calling him Michael when his son's name is Adam.
Well, rightfully so.
Oh, yeah.
And shots fired.
They're
that apartment
lighting.
Blew up real nice.
They're just lighting up the house. Now, the bald guy here gives me Matt Damon in Eurotrip vibes. You know when Matt Damon's bald and...
Scotty doesn't know.
Yeah, Scotty doesn't know Matt Damon. That's who he reminds me of. The kid starts putting on Somewhere Over the Rainbow and all of a sudden just feels better. No, that's the song that's playing in his headphones.
Yeah, the loud music. The loud music, that'll muffle the gunshots. They're just shooting the shit out of that apartment.
But not one person except for the cop has gotten hit.
Yeah.
That's my point. The aiming of the police in this movie is absolutely god awful.
Ooh, that cop got it good. Jeez.
And now you gotta think, what is he feeling? Because these are his buddies that are dying. These are his cop friends that are dying right in front of him.
Right. that's a big John Woo thing too, I think, like people diving over tables like that, like he just did.
Yeah.
I think that's a pretty big John Woo thing.
The sliding and shooting too. They've done it like four times already.
Yeah. Cage just karate kicks the cop out of a window.
Now this is a great like battle montage here. They don't do montages anymore really in movies. No. This is an excellent one though.
More diving through glass windows. Be careful with them. There's only gunfire going off, but be careful.
Passing the kid up to his uncle, and remember that's his uncle. So when he starts making out with Gina Gershon here in a minute, it's a little weird because that's his sister.
Like, are the headphones really helping the kid in this situation? He's still seeing all this stuff.
Yeah, but he's blissfully happy. I mean, when you look at the kid, he's blissfully happy, man. Look at him.
Somewhere Over the Rainbow is a good soundtrack to all the murder happening.
Jesus. Someday I'll wish upon a star. And
I thought the kid had a gun when he was picking his hand up.
No, he's pointing to his mom where to shoot. That's what I think he did there. He pointed at that, at where the guy was, and then his mom shot him.
And they make their escape to Adam and Gina. Oh, maybe not. Just knees the cop in the face and says, I don't ever want to see you do that. That's great.
Now he's about to shoot the cop, but then he sees that he knows who it is and he will not shoot him. He pretended like he shot him though, so they don't know anything.
Right.
And now here comes Travolta slowly walking down the stairs. So slow, I'm surprised he didn't go backwards. Like, I feel if I walked downstairs that quick, or that slow, I'd probably trip.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, I never walk downstairs slow. I can't do it.
No, I mean, and he walked down them so slow. He's about to shoot the kid in the head, and the uncle gets in the way. And the uncle is clearly shot in the neck, bleeding through his hand. And now this is where he creepily makes out with his sister.
Yeah.
Like, that's not a sister I'm gonna die kiss. That's...
No.
That hole in his neck's bigger than the hole in Travolta's chin, though.
Yes, but you see, that hole was made. The Travolta one, I think, just happened at some point. There's a difference between a bullet hole and whatever that hole Travolta's has.
Yeah, I'm going to do a Travolta deep dive and see, like, is it in Grease? Is it in Saturday Night Fever? I'm going to pinpoint the origins of this hole.
And now we have a standoff in between a pane of glass.
It's in front of a mirror, so it's a face-off, if you will.
Oh.
Because they're going to look in the mirror at themselves, which is actually at each other. If that makes any sense, which I know it doesn't. I feel like I'm drunk and I'm as sober as a judge.
Yeah. The face-off experience. Let's just kill each other. There's a line.
And I like how that's plan B.
Right. All right, so.
Man, that's a hell of a...
Cage with a just a somersault like you wouldn't believe. A lot of good explosions in this movie, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And they're not like... I mean, there's a lot of them, but they're not gratuitous. You know, they no. all fit.
And they're not fake-looking, either.
No, and that's the problem with Michael Bay. Michael Bay right. always looks fake.
Right. There's Publix on top of the... or Pollock on top of the roof. Nick Cage coming to meet him. And he just Tarzan his way into him. And through the glass roof they go. Oh, that's a big fall. That's going to hurt.
Ooh, a second glass roof. Oh, right in front of his brother.
Travolta just staring at the carnage. Oh, yeah, he's dead. He's very dead.
And now he's looking very, very upset, which is weird because that's supposed to be his enemy's brother.
Right.
And now he's making out with his gun, which I don't really understand why that is his source of comfort.
He's rubbing the gun all over his face. It's very upsetting.
And his coworker just said, "Why are you so upset?" It's just Pollock Troy. And Travolta just killed him.
Yeah. And that's what you get for asking questions, apparently.
And now this is a great callback, because remember at the tarmac in the beginning, mm-hmm. he ties his shoe.
Yep.
I love little touches like that.
Yeah. Sir, you look here on the cover of Time.
That might be one of the most 90s thing too, because Time yeah. doesn't even exist anymore, does it?
No, it does, believe it or not. And the only reason I know is wow. because my every now and then I'll see my upstairs neighbor has it in his mail. Wow. It's sticking out of the mailbox. It's the only reason I know.
Now this guy's about to have a heart attack.
That's what it looks like.
He keeps grabbing his chest.
I mean, to be fair, he is old.
And see, he's starting to get the sense that that might not be who he says he is.
I would hope so. I mean, geez, it's been long enough.
And they just killed like half of his staff plus a bunch of bad guys.
Yeah. And he's going to confess something to him. He's Castor Troy, and he stabs him in the back of the neck.
No, I don't think he stabbed him. I think he just karate chopped him.
Oh, really? It looked like the way he was holding yeah. his hand, it looked like he stabbed him.
Yeah, but then his hand is just free, and I mean, I don't yeah. see a knife or anything. I think he karate chopped him and then hit his heart so it looked like he had a heart attack.
Must just be how Travolta throws his chops.
Which I think he was having a heart attack anyway.
Right.
And now Nick Cage is going to his house, which is actually John Travolta's house.
Cage appears to be in a lot of pain. Which, rightfully so, given all that's just happened to him.
Yeah, I think he got shot. I believe he got shot.
Cage putting his acting chops to the test here.
His wife has walked out of the shower and is in the bedroom with him now. How long would it take you to notice there's a strange man standing in the corner of your room, Matt?
Oh, it would probably not take long.
He says, "Don't look at me, don't scream, and don't hear my voice, but know I'm your husband." Exactly how is she supposed to do that without hearing his voice or looking at his face?
And considering that it's also the man that killed her son, you know.
Yeah. I'm Sean. Shh. Also, I don't know why, but I've always irrationally hated that spelling of Sean.
How is it spelled? I didn't see it.
S-S-E-A-N. I hate that
God,
spelling
yeah.
of Sean.
Yeah. Yeah,
just,
no, that's
I don't know
the,
why,
that's
but that's
spell.
Just the douchey. It's just a douchey spelling.
Yes, it's the wrong spelling of Sean. It's not Sean that's seen.
Yeah, I don't get that spelling of Sean at all.
No, he's trying to convince his wife that he is, in fact, Sean.
And the way he's going to do that is by saying, check my blood type and check his blood type.
He's continuing to explain everything.
Peak Nick Cage here, too, with the
oh,
facials.
Yep.
I mean, he really is great with the facials. Now he's going to face rake the picture of his son just because face raking doesn't do it enough.
And now he's face raking his own face, and he punches the picture frame. Well, that'll help ease the tension. Well, there's the blood type,
your
like
husband,
you mentioned.
Yeah, but the your husband, me, mine, Sean is a great, just a great line.
Mm-hmm.
Your husband, me, mine, Sean. And he creepily kisses her on the head.
The creep factor in this movie is very high. Just all around.
Yeah, incredibly. There's not much about this movie that's not creepy. Now, there is a fleet of cops at their house, and he somehow got upstairs and just was talking to the wife for like 15 minutes. Travolta walking around very much like a predator here.
Yeah, a little bit. Little bit.
And now he says, "I got a confession to make, Eve," just like he did with his boss. So you think something's going to happen here. Because he said the exact same thing. You're not going to like it. And then he just says, "I read your diary."
Read your diary. At least he doesn't have the 5 o'clock shadow anymore. He looks a little bit better.
Well, he had to clean up for the photo shoot for Time, I assume.
Oh, good point. Good point.
Now he's just rattling off all the people that he killed.
Says, "You're the only family I've got. How about the daughter?"
Now she is going to prick him in the arm and get his blood while he sleeps. I don't know if that would work. I don't know if that would work for me.
What the hell kind of stabbing implement was that? Was that like a pen?
Listen, yeah, when you're a nurse, you have a lot of different ways to, you know, give
Jeez.
Needles to babies and stuff. Because you have to hide that when you give a needle to a baby.
It's like something out of the CIA.
And now she puts the blood slide under the microscope, and she's going to confirm that that is not her husband's blood type. And sure enough, it is not. So now, and then creepily in the corner is the kid. This movie's very creepy, and that might be the creepiest scene. He just is in that waiting room of the hospital, just in the blood lab.
And then she points a gun at him. Shouldn't you, in theory, know that's your husband now?
I took it from my fake husband. That's where I got the gun. This movie's deep. She says, do I know you're Sean? Maybe Sean's already dead.
Oh my god, another face rake.
That's how she knows. Because nobody else is stupid enough to keep face raking people.
Cage looks like he's been through hell. Except now he's smiling. But before that, he looked like he had been through hell.
Well, he's incredibly, incredibly just spastic. I mean, I don't think he keeps the same mood for 30 seconds ever.
No.
At any point in this movie or in his life.
No.
So he's telling her the story of
she
their first
broke her
date.
Tooth on a rye seed. Who does that? On a rye seed.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a real thing. And they drove around all night looking for an all-night dentist. If it was all night, of course it's an all-night dentist. That's a little redundant.
She broke her tooth on a rye seed.
Did you catch that part? The dentist was so drunk, he fixed the wrong tooth.
And the wife's looking at him like, yep, these are all things that happened. Yep. Like, this is a totally normal story.
Who goes to a drunk dentist?
Oh, God.
I do not want anyone drunk putting a drill in my mouth.
No. That's the thing I want the least in life, is something like that.
But now she 100% knows that that's her husband.
Yeah, it was the rice seed that did it, I guess.
And now he's telling her, we've been living as man and wife for a week, so she's basically telling him we had sex. And I did not realize that that wasn't your penis, because your penis is not remarkable enough for me to remember it. And then he somehow apologizes to her for that. I don't get that.
Now, if you got stabbed by a needle in the middle of the night, wouldn't you wake up and ask someone what the fuck is going on?
And you wake up to your house being... I don't know if the house is... They don't care about Jamie right now, but his wife is gone.
Yeah.
And tomorrow is the boss's service.
And, oh yeah, look, my arm is bleeding and it's all over the pillow.
Oh, and he's arrived with his thugs at the hospital.
Well, the wife has fully bought into this story now.
Yeah, and she's now kissed Nick Cage. I think he suspects something, but he barges in and his wife is seeing another patient. And she says, I'm an on-call doctor. I have to be here when I have to be here.
He gets so jealous, does Mr. Travolta here.
Not really following sterile procedures here while dealing with a guy who's
sick in
the hospital.
No, not at all.
I don't think kissing the doctor is permitted.
No, that would be highly frowned upon, especially in this day and age.
Especially now.
Yeah.
Especially now with COVID. Man, she looks like she lost 75 pounds from the last scene. Why is she so skinny? Is it that dress? Did you see that? Is it the dress or what?
It's
like she's pencil thin.
Good lord.
She has not looked like that the whole movie, and now she looks like she's a stick figure.
Maybe she's wearing like a girdle or something.
Something, because she really looks gaunt.
Yeah. Impoverished.
And he just asked, where's our daughter? And she said, she doesn't even visit her brother's grave. You think she's going to go to your boss's? Now you can tell that Nick Cage is actually feeling human here now as Travolta, because he almost did the face rake. But he actually says, whatever happens, I promise Adam will be taken care of. And Sean Archer will be off your back.
And he looks back.
Not very often that you go to a funeral on the beach.
No, I was just going to say that. No, I've never been to a beach funeral. And him walking up to the sand.
The seagulls are a nice touch, too.
Oh, and now there's seagulls at the funeral. Come on. Shut the door. What are you doing?
It's not a door. It's just a curtain.
I know, but like come on.
It's like a satin sheet they walk through. It's a very erotic funeral, Matt. And that looks like the same pastor in Scary Movie 2 that does the exorcism in the beginning of the movie.
I didn't get a good enough look at him.
It looks just like him. You know, the one, the young guy who does it with the old man when they tie the lady to the bed. It looks just like him. Of course, they're not going to show his face.
No. Here, see that man in the front row? Give him this picture. What's with the seagulls? To his place of rest. Is that the beach?
Yeah, like, are they just setting him off at sea? Because that's kind of what it looks like.
What's happening?
It really looks like they're just floating him out to sea.
Yeah, just send the casket into the water. Off he goes. Nick Cage standing at the altar with pistol in hand.
And the seagulls behind him.
You know, I think this movie would be an hour and a half long if it wasn't for all the slow motion shots.
Yeah, I agree. And now here comes Travolta. Here comes Travolta. Isn't this religious? And he mocks Jesus.
As you do, I suppose. And we have a shootout in the church.
He is a terrific villain in this movie. Like... Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And now he has his wife as the hostage.
Now imagine what the wife is thinking in this situation. My husband, who's my husband, who's not really my husband, is pointing a gun at the back of my head. My not husband, who's actually my husband, is also pointing a gun at my non-husband. It's all very confusing. Wife.
What do you think the poor little girl is going to think? Because she just rolled up in the car. She got kidnapped. She's rolling up in the car. Now, the girl doesn't even know that her dad's not her dad. At least the wife knows.
Years of therapy after this is what I'm saying.
But that's why the end makes me so mad, because the girl is somehow not messed up anymore. She's well adjusted and she's not gothic. And how does these experiences make her better?
It's a whole lot of guns in that church.
Oh, it's the biggest Mexican standoff I've ever seen.
It's a sentence I never thought I'd say.
It's like an 11-way Mexican standoff.
What a predicament indeed. Now, the wife doesn't have a gun. That doesn't seem fair.
She's the only person in that church who does not have a gun.
All these close-ups with the eyes. What are we doing? Oh, he's dead. These guys can't even hit the seagulls. Never mind the other people.
And then the wife just hit Travolta over the back with a chair. There's a lot of seagulls, but very little poop, which is an unrealistic touch. And
yeah,
now,
really.
I'm pretty sure Gina's dead here. Oh, nope.
She's
not. Oh, not she's yet. Dying, though. Take care of our boy. She's
Don't
dying.
Let him grow she's up got... to be like us. It's good advice. I love how Cage just said, Cage just says, yeah. That's sound advice, I agree.
And then she just dies. Oh, they always conveniently die right after they say everything they want to say. They never get cut off before they die.
What did he shoot in a church that just exploded like that?
Probably the communion wine.
All right, now the daughter looks 35. She's some sort of witch or something. What?
Maybe she's an amorphous to give it a Harry Potter touch, because I know Sean will like that.
You know, I thought I had banned Harry Potter talk from this podcast, but...
Yeah, but it fits, because how else is she changing age like that? I mean, look at her again now. Now she looks like she's a 12-year-old scared little girl. And she has her dad and a guy that she thinks killed her brother shooting at her.
Dad,
remember,
who's not
she's gonna
her,
be...
her dad, who's not her, really her dad.
But remember, she's going to be more well-adjusted after this.
All right, we've moved on from seagulls to pigeons.
And the pigeons are way more aggressive.
Right, now she's got a gun. Who does she shoot?
Jamie's got a gun.
Penalty is...
Do you shoot the guy who's telling you he's your dad, or the guy who looks like he's your dad? Quite the conundrum.
Shoot them both. Why take the chance?
He's not your father. Hear my voice, who doesn't sound like your father. I am your father. And she shoots her dad, who she doesn't know is her dad. And now Travolta takes her hostage.
Hey.
Now, tell me this isn't creepy. Tell me what's coming up here, Matt. It's not just absolutely skeevy as hell.
Yeah.
He licks her face.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a little... Oh, the switchblade.
What a great twist to have this switchblade that she gave him come back and lead to his demise. I love the callbacks in this movie.
Yeah, that was a good one. I completely forgot all about that.
They really did a great job. And then he just kills two agents.
Will someone please tell me what planet I'm on? I don't know. Your age keeps
like
changing. What planet are you from?
I feel like that watching this, Jamie. I feel you.
Yeah. Oh, just this randomly placed speedboat. I'll take this.
Speedboat. Shoots a couple gas cans. And what an explosion.
And now Nick Cage gets the speedboat.
But if you notice, there's only two speedboats in the whole dock. Nobody else has a speedboat. Just two people.
Yep.
That are both stolen.
Clearly, Nick Cage not really driving that speedboat.
No, I've never been on a speedboat, but man, they look fun.
Yeah. No, I've been on regular boat, but never one like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been on a regular boat, and I've been on, like, bumper boats.
Right. Yeah.
Which is what those look like, but they're not going that fast, obviously. But they look like bumper boats, almost.
Oh, just your everyday run-of-the-mill high-speed chase in boats.
And why the gas in that boat is red, I don't know. He shot the gas line and it looked like blood poured out.
Yeah. Perhaps the boat has a heart. Who knows? Who knows?
Well, with this movie, it wouldn't be that.
Yeah. It's not out of the realm of possibility.
Cage has lost his gun.
And crashes into the police boat. Another big explosion.
He just went through a boat that's on fire and he is not on fire. I don't understand that.
Now the boat's on fire. Okay. It wasn't before, and now it is.
And now he's jumping over to the other boat, which that cannot be easy.
No.
His athletic prowess in this movie really is something.
Imagine being a stuntman for this movie.
Oh, man. You probably gotta be confused as hell.
Wait, what? Who? Who am I? What? Run that by me again?
You're Cage, but you gotta act like Travolta. Man, the property damage on this movie has to be in the hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah. Oh, I would think it'd be even more than that. I'm curious what the budget was. I'm gonna look it up.
Oh, it had to be 40, 50 million, I would think. Which is a lot for back then.
The budget was 80 million.
Yeah, there you go.
And it made 245 million at the box office.
Oh yeah, this movie is definitely not a flop. I mean,
11th highest grossing film of 1997.
Wow. Yeah. Well, Titanic's right. Number one, right?
By like a lot. Yeah,
I mean, that's.
I think that movie's
Titanic's 97, right?
Yeah. I think that movie's still making money at the box office.
Talk about two movies that couldn't be any more different.
Well, I mean, there's
both involve water.
Yeah, and boats.
The fact that he's jet skiing without jet skis is incredible here. He's like floating above the water somehow, like he's on jet skis with just his shoes on.
Oh, Travolta almost gets decapitated there.
Yeah.
Oh, there's the harpoon. No, he's going for the face again.
Well, he's an expert. So might as well use it as a fighting technique.
Oh, that seems bad. And they go crashing and flying and off the boat. Comically high in the air.
It almost looks like they're going to land back in the boat there for a minute.
And the boat spontaneously combusts. What happened there?
Had a lot of pistachios on board. And like somehow a beach ball comes out of nowhere. Like, what is that red ball that just came out of the boat. That is a beach ball, right?
That's what it looks like, yeah.
Like, where did that come from?
Well, you have to entertain yourself, I guess, when you're in a high-speed chase. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, what a nice slash. Just beating the shit out of each other here.
Well, and we're back to the harpoon. As Travolta continues to bash Cage with a pipe.
It cannot be easy to clean sand out of these suits, dude. These are expensive suits.
Oh, I would imagine.
And he just harpoons him in the leg.
Now he's pointing the harpoon gun at Travolta.
But Travolta does a great thing here, though. He cuts his own face, which is actually Nick Cage's face, so he's going to have to put it back on.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a great bit of revenge when you know you're going to die.
Yep.
Really a sick, twisted.
Oh, yeah. He just kicks him in the balls and then shoots the harpoon. And Nick Cage gets in one more Nick Cage-like outburst and shouts, "Die!" at the top of his lungs as he shoots Travolta with the harpoon.
And for the third time now, we are to presume that Caster Troy is dead.
Oh, God.
And he starts singing the song he sang earlier, "Ready for the Big Ride." Which is, again, another great touch. I mean, John Woo really thought through this movie.
Oh, yeah. You can see it.
Not in terms of continuity or making sense, but...
No. Oh, God, no. It's completely... I mean, the callback. It's completely absurd, but it's an absurd that kind of works.
Yeah, and they do the callbacks really great.
Yep.
The continuity of absurdness is there.
Mm-hmm.
And see, the cops know now that it's him because the wife confirmed the blood.
Mm-hmm.
So now the daughter has realized, "I shot my dad." So again, she should be... Since the beginning of this movie, she's been attempted to be raped and shot her own father and had a guy she thought was her dad try to have sex with her. But yet she's somehow more well-adjusted by the end than she was in the beginning.
It's a good way to spend 20 years in therapy.
But somehow it fixes her. That's the part I don't understand. He takes his ring back now.
Takes his ring back. That's a big wedding ring. And they're both in the back of an ambulance. Now, why are they left behind? They're the wife and daughter. Shouldn't they be in the ambulance with him?
No, because they're going to take his face off. They don't want to see that shit.
Well,
it's not a normal ambulance trip.
They could still ride in the ambulance with him. Moral support.
When you wake up, everything will be restored just the way it was. Now, this end sequence really bothers me, and I know it's been a long movie and we gotta wrap it up, but I when the end comes here, I gotta ask you something. Now here's the end. Now the faces have been switched back. He's coming back home.
Mm-hmm.
He's gonna do one more face rake, which is gonna just fucking set me off. But now look at the daughter when she comes back to. Again, she looks a different age, and she just looks like she doesn't have emotional trauma anymore, which I don't know how that's possible. I don't know how they did that.
It's the movies. I don't think anybody was dissecting it like we are in 1997. They just wanted to see shit blow up.
Oh, they do that in spades.
Yeah. All right, now the daughter's 39. What is happening? And somehow Travolta looks Travolta looks older here. He looks like he's in his 70s here.
He looks like Benjamin Button here.
What the hell? Is there a chance that this didn't happen?
There's another face rake. But now, here's the part that really bothered me. He says, let me introduce you to someone. And they all of a sudden just have a new son and a brother because they take in Adam. Now, the family moves on like this is okay so fast. Matt, when my dog died and I had to replace my dog, I was more trepidatious than this. They replaced the dead brother like it's nothing. Like, look how happy they all of a sudden are. This is Adam who needs a place to live. Now, all of a sudden, look at the sister. Oh, my God, you're my brother. Oh
Jesus.
And she does the face, right? But, like, if you replace a pet, you don't do it this fast, Matt. It takes time. You grieve. They replaced that brother in a drop of a hat. Okay, he's living with us now.
And the wife is fine with it.
Yeah, he's living with us. He's our son. Absolutely. Out of all the absurd things in the movie, that's the most absurd.
We're going to start calling him Michael. What in the world?
Man, what a fun experience that was.
Oh, man. Yeah, that I'm still not entirely sure what the fuck happened, but it's a hell of a watch. And
it was a good time while taking the ride, man.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So as we credits roll on our movie, the credits are going to roll on this podcast. So, Calvin, before we wrap things up here, is there anything you want to plug, talk about, promote?
Yeah, I just want to say check out the new Place to Be Nation Facebook page. They're redoing it and getting a lot of good activity over there. So give that a check.
All right. Awesome. And as for me, you can check me on Jenny and the Gems. Should have a new episode of that coming soon. We've had some scheduling issues with that, so be on the lookout for that. You can check out Highway to the Impact Zone. The most recent episode of that is up now, where we looked at Impact number 9 and the next pay-per-view. I forgot the number of that, the exact number of that pay-per-view, but check that out. If you like hearing Pissed Off Matt, that is the podcast for you, let me tell you. And a new show here on the Pop Feed is Making Mount Rushmore. I've been on episode 1, episode 2 is also out, and episode 3, if it's not out already, should be out soon. That was a fun podcast to be a part of, so check that out when that drops. So, thank you once again to Calvin Crowell. Calvin, this was awesome, man. Thanks.
Yeah, it was fun, Matt. Thank you.
All right. Well, thus concludes another episode of Piece of the Action. Rest in peace, Eddie Van Halen. We will see you next time.
From hunted into hunter, yeah. You're going hunting. somebody down.